Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. Hope your holiday weeks. I love it when the holidays come on Thursdays or Wednesdays because it's like two total weeks of letdown, right? So if it feels like the holiday already, happy Hanukkah in advance. Happy Kwanzaa starting Friday. Merry Christmas, of course, coming Thursday. Later in the week, we'll have a call in for Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, and anyone else who doesn't actually have a holiday right now. Or maybe you do, and I don't know about it, and how you get by this Christmas-obsessed season, but that's coming up. WNYC invites you to share an inauguration story with us. Record crowds are expected to travel to the nation's capital in January to witness the inauguration of the country's first black president. At the same time, a devastating financial crisis is threatening the livelihoods of Americans from all walks of life, and WNYC wants to hear your story. How are you marking this moment? Go to WNYC.org and share your inauguration story. And now to the question, an across-the-board pay cut or Russian or recession roulette. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, as some people are doing, or keep posting to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Would you make this deal? If you have a job, would you agree to across-the-board pay cuts so no one has to get laid off, or fewer people have to get laid off? Or would you rather play recession roulette where some make it, some don't? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Federal Express and other companies are cutting wages for everyone to avoid layoffs for some. They're doing some other things as well like that. Is it the right thing to do? Would you agree to across-the-board pay cut so no one has to get laid off? Or would you rather play recession roulette? Or is it a false choice? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, where we've been collecting your answers to that, and we'll read some of them. We'd love to hear from you if you are at a company that is doing some version of this. How are they doing it? Are you personally affected? Is it the right thing? 212-433-WNYC. Pay cuts for all or recession roulette? David in Long Beach, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Good morning, Brian. About 15 years ago, I had a small company, about a dozen people, employees. We had a very difficult period of time. Our choices were to fire two people or to give everybody, including starting with the executives, who took a major pay cut, but to give all the employees a 15% pay cut to retain everybody's job. It was a unanimous decision by the employees to take the pay cut. We survived the crisis, and everybody got taken care of when things got better. I can't believe that so many companies are using this financial crisis as an excuse to get rid of employees. Nobody at the top is taking a hit during this period.
You think they're using it as an excuse to get rid of employees when they wanted to downsize even before?
I believe that that's the case in many instances.
Thank you very much, David. What about at your company, folks? 212-433-WNYC. Only David's line is open. All our other ones are full, but David's line is open right now. 212-433-9692. The way the Times writes this up today, a growing number of employers hoping to avoid or limit layoffs are introducing four-day work weeks, unpaid vacations, and voluntary or enforced furloughs, along with wage freezes, pension cuts, and flexible work schedules. These employers are still cutting labor costs, but hanging on to the labor. And the Times says, as in the case of David's company 15 years ago, workers are even buying in. Witness the unusual suggestion made in early December by the chairman of the faculty senate at Brandeis University, who proposed that the school's 300 professors and instructors give up 1% of their pay. More than 30% have volunteered for the pay cut, which could save at least $100,000 and prevent layoffs for at least several employees. Would you do that at your company? 212-433-9692. Lynn in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I live in Brooklyn, and with all of the budget cuts and the economic problems that have been going on for the past 3 months, I have not heard of the Fortune 500 CEOs or any of the people way at the top diminishing their lifestyles.
Well, some definitely are not. And yet, how about this? At FedEx, top management is taking a 20% pay cut and setting the example, and they're asking the employees to take lesser pay cuts to avoid layoffs. Would you make the deal then?
I would make the deal then, and I think Americans as a country would support that. But when you hear that union and labor are being asked to take significant cuts, and you're hearing that five Fortune 500 CEOs are still living their lifestyles and life goes on as usual, it was their leadership that brought us to where we are.
Right.
A leader is supposed to be set an example. Mayor Bloomberg became mayor when we were in a fiscal crisis. Both he and his daughter take a dollar a year
right.
salary because he didn't need it. I need to see more leaders do something like that.
If you're out and about today, pick up the subway free newspaper called Metro.
You will, because
it sounds like you have a lot of justified anger here, and it's going to make your blood pressure go higher, but it's right on the point that you're thinking about. The headline, front page headline of Metro today is that the banks, I guess in New York, have paid $1.6 billion in bonuses this year. So they're still dishing out the bonuses. Joanne in Cliffside Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I work in a retail setting, and our management has said that in certain areas we're not hiring people anymore, for the foreseeable future.
Uh-huh.
We're being asked to go out Christmas shopping, leave early and go Christmas shopping or whatever we have to do if we want to, but it's all voluntary. And we're still giving, raises to people that deserve it and put in for it.
All right.
That's pretty unusual.
Yeah. So is it a tough choice? You think the workers are resistant to this kind of thing?
For the most part, no, and they're happy to have their jobs. we're given other benefits, discounts on shopping, and fun holiday activities, and we're a pretty close group of people, so we're all kind of
supporting each other,
huddling together, supporting each other, trying to make this season happy and festive.
Joanne, happy and festive to you. Good luck.
Thanks.
Joe in Mayopac, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I'm a public school teacher in the Chappaqua Central School District in Westchester County, and we have a four-year contract, and we have not yet been asked to give anything back from the contract to reopen it, but we are facing layoffs. And I just want to say that historically, whenever union members are asked to give something back to the employer, there's no real guarantee that in the long run there will be no layoffs. Several unions have given things back to their employers, and then a year later they wind up with the layoffs anyway.
It could happen, but it sounds like you're operating from a point of total suspicion of the school district, that they're going to use this to squeeze everybody, and then they're going to give the same layoffs anyway, and they've just taken advantage of the situation. Is that what you think is likely?
Well, I don't know that, and we haven't actually been asked to reopen the contract yet. But, there are already members that are talking about that, and that, it might be better for everyone if we don't take an increase, if it will save at least some of the jobs. But as
right.
I said, there's no guarantee that even if we did that, if this economic downturn lasts a long time, that we might still wind up with layoffs.
Things could get even worse, and yet sometimes it might be an either or for a few jobs, some number of jobs. I guess it's hardest in a union setting because then you have to open a collective bargaining agreement that's supposed to last until a period of time, sometime in the future.
That's right. And obviously, if we wind up renegotiating during an economic downturn, you know, we could wind up losing some pretty hard-fought gains.
Joe, thank you for your call. Here are some examples, according to the New York Times today, of how different companies are doing this kind of thing, having workers share the burden with different kinds of cuts rather than suffer layoffs or as many layoffs. Dell extended unpaid holiday. Cisco, a four-day year-end shutdown. Motorola, salary cuts. Nevada casinos, four-day work week. Honda, voluntary unpaid vacation time. Yes, it's not only the U.S.-based automakers. And the Seattle Times plans to save $1 million with a week of unpaid furlough for 500 workers. There are also many mid-sized and small companies trying such tactics, according to the Times. But there are some examples. Greg in Douglaston, you're at a company doing this?
Yeah, sure. Private equity firm in Manhattan. Uh-huh. Been around for some 30-odd years. The executives are foregoing raises. They're actually giving back their bonuses because, you know, this is one of these companies that's been around for a while. And we'd rather do that than let people go. And I want to mention something you touched upon, Cisco Systems. We work with them, and they're shutting their office operations down, saving all that infrastructure cost and giving it back to the workers in the form of a bonus. So, that's kind of, you know, if you work for a good corporation, they'll take care of you. You know, if you take care of them, they'll take care of you.
Thank you, Greg. Good luck. Happy holidays. Mike in Yonkers, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Ron?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing okay. We're going to lay off. Well, the city of Yonkers is trying to. I work for the city of Yonkers.
Uh-huh,
I'm sorry.
Right.
And they're planning on laying off 50 guys on January 1st. And tonight
Municipal layoffs. This is just that's news to me, and this is something that so far I thought the local governments didn't have to do. So they're laying off 50 people from the Yonkers municipal workforce.
Right, and some firemen and some police as well. But I work for the Parks Department, and they're laying off DPW and Parks employees as well. But tonight we're having a union meeting because the union has negotiated. Had talks with the mayor, and tonight we're going to vote. I believe we're going to vote on giving back a 2% raise that we've just got, and a couple other givebacks that the mayor wants us to give back, so we can try to save the 50 guys from DPW from being laid off.
And are they making an exact one-to-one equation there? If you give back the 2% raise, the 50 layoffs will be rescinded?
We're not exactly sure what everything is because when we go to the meeting tonight, they're going to tell us, they'll explain everything to us, what it is, and then we'll get a chance to vote on it. This has just all come up over the weekend.
Wow.
So we really haven't had too long to think about it, but when we go tonight, we'll vote,
yeah.
And it'll happen tonight. But
how are you gonna vote?
I'll vote yes to try to keep the men. Even if I have 2%, 2%. I don't have it now. I won't feel it. If it was 50%, I'd feel that. But
yeah.
2%, I won't feel.
It stinks, though, right?
Yeah. What am I going to do? Health benefits is what everybody needs, and I'd hate to see a guy with a family not have health benefits. It's better to lose 2% than have a guy going on unemployment and lose his health benefits. You know?
I hear you. Well, you're a good citizen, Mike.
Thanks
for calling. Hang in there. Happy holidays.
You too.
Victor in West New York. You're on WNYC. Hi, Victor. Victor, are you there? Do we have Victor? Is it Victor? Maybe he's. It looks like he's there, talking about FedEx. No, maybe he's gone. Okay, let's finish with Mary in Maplewood. Mary, you're on WNYC, and then we're going to talk to Laura Holson, who watches television without a television in our new media world. Hi, Mary.
Hi, I'm honored to be on the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Honored to have you.
I work for a small design firm. It's a partnership in New Jersey, and we've actually suffered many layoffs. We're contracting a lot, and I really applaud the partners. Back in the fall, they did a pay cut across the board for the firm, and I think it's saved quite a few jobs and left a few of us a little, employed for a little bit longer. I think I'm probably still facing a layoff, but, I think that it's noble and kind, and I think they're really, everybody's working together and trying to make it through this.
Mary, thanks. Happy holidays. Now we're going to sneak in Victor in West New York, who called us back. Hi, Victor.
Yes. Hi. I work for Yellow Transportation, and we're a part of the Teamsters,
uh-huh.
And we are voting for to get a pay cut. Some people are against it, but some of us are pro for it.
How about you? How will you vote?
I'm going for it because I believe this is not worldwide, so we need to do it. I do agree the way FedEx is doing it better than the way we are doing it, because the men at the bottom of the list are being laid off. Now there's another company that did it the wrong way, uh-huh. which was Circuit City. Circuit City, they let go of the employees that were the longest time there, and forced the young ones to take pay cuts. Circuit City was a bad for labor.
They were probably after those with the highest salaries, right?
That's right, and with the most tenure in their places.
They're in Chapter 11 now.
Exactly. That's why I stopped buying from them when I heard about all the moves that they were making.
Victor, where'd you say you work?
Yellow Transportation.
What do you do? What's the company?
Yellow Freights.
Oh, it's right. It's the it's truckers.
Truckers, correct.
And you're based in New Jersey, and do you drive long distance?
No, we serve Bergen County and New York City.
Okay,
we are one of the local terminals.
Hang in there, Victor. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Sorry you have to take that vote. And okay. We hear from our callers how much this is happening in our area. We heard from Yonkers Municipal Government. We heard from Victor at Yellow Transportation. People are making this decision right now, pay cuts or recession roulette, and it sounds like in most cases people are going for pay cuts. Our caller from the school district in Mayopac, still suspicious that they're going to just use it to make these cuts, and then they're going to lay people off anyway down the line. Tough times, and a lot of people holding up your coworkers by taking some of these cuts to reduce the number of layoffs. Thanks to everyone for calling on this. Happy holidays again. Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in a minute. Before you buy that big flat-screen TV for the holidays, listen to Laura Holson's story. She says she's watching more television shows, but without owning a television. Stay tuned.